Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saila for Guidelines for Living.
Do you ever get the feeling that if you could just get everything done, cross everything off your to-do list, return every phone call, make every meeting, and get everything done at home, that God would then be pleased with you? Would you then expect Him to sit back and say, "Good job," much like you do when your son brings home a report card with straight A's? The fact is, we transfer our hurry-up-and-get-things-done mentality to our relationship with God, thinking that He is indeed pleased if we can just attend more meetings, get to more places, and get more done. In her book, High Call, High Privilege, Gail MacDonald says that among Christians today, there is a strange sort of logic that suggests that spiritual resource and renewal are found in constantly seeking new voices, attending more meetings, listening to incessant music, and gathering to exchange half-thought-out opinions. Then she asked, how often do we fall into the trap of believing that God is most pleased when we have maximized our information, our schedules, our relationships? Strangely enough, when Jesus was at the busiest time of His life, He withdrew for solitude, prayer, and contemplation. Instead of believing that more was better, Jesus believed that He could maximize His effectiveness by actually doing less. Strange logic for us who are infected with pressure and stress today as no generation before us. Today we're constantly bombarded by the media, the loud noise of traffic, the din and blare of radio and television. We are harassed by the pressure of email and the incessant demands made on our time. Some 2,700 years ago, Isaiah wrote, "The fruit of righteousness will be peace. The effect of righteousness will be quietness and confidence forever." Now stop for a moment and ponder what this means in relationship to your life. Righteousness, as the term is used in Scripture, means uprightness. Integrity and character flow from it. Righteousness speaks of the kind of a relationship with God that brings peace and tranquility. The result of this, says Isaiah, is quietness and confidence. Some of the ancient church fathers used to commit themselves to the discipline of silence. Some of them purposely lived in caves and deserts far away from people and the distractions of life. Now, for most of us, this just isn't a life possibility. We have responsibilities, children, obligations, and demands. But carving out time for listening to God, for thinking through our priorities, for coming to grips with who we are and what God wants, is absolutely necessary for spiritual survival. The solitude that we need rarely comes in chunks of undivided days when you can withdraw to a desert place or a mountain somewhere. But it can be found in hour snatches, when you refuse to answer the door and silence the radio and TV. It's then you can open your Bible and you can meditate and hear the voice of God saying, "This is the way, walk here." At some point, you've got to walk away from the mentality that the more you do, the more God is pleased, and understand that what you are is far more important than what you do. Only when you take time from your busy schedule to be in His presence will you learn to identify the strong but still voice of God. Isaiah chided the people of his day, saying, "This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One, says. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength."
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saila with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.